Blessed Trinity. Worship God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit this morning. Bless His holy name. Worship Him. Magnify Him. Tell Him He's the best that has ever happened to you. Call Him by His name. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the I am that I am. He is our Messiah. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we magnify your name. Because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the I am that I am. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the only prime mover of all things. You are the dream giver. Father, we worship you. Lord, we honor you. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for being our Redeemer. Thank you for being our Healer. Thank you for being our Sanctifier. Thank you for being the lifter up of our heads. Father, we worship you. Thank you for the love you have for us that made you to send your only begotten Son who came, lived, died for us, and rose up again for us. Father, we worship you. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Father, we thank you. Because you are the Almighty God. You are awesome. You are wonderful. You are perfect. You are just in all your ways. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the Ham that I am. You are the best ally we can ever have. Father, we give you glory. You are the vision giver. You are our Redeemer. We bless you, O Lord. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you did over the weekend. Thank you for Friday. Thank you for Friday. Thank you for Saturday. Father, we bless your holy name for Saturday. Thank you for this morning. We worship you because the assignment you started over the weekend, you are completing today. Father, be exalted in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for keeping us alive. Thank you because what you are sending to us today will transform our lives forever. Father, be exalted in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that at the going out of your word this morning, every good dream you are giving to us in life shall be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Every bad ones, O Lord God Almighty, shall be cancelled in the name of Jesus. And at the end of the day, you will go ahead, O Lord, to save souls, to deliver, to set the captives free, to heal the sick, to bind up every broken heart in the name of Jesus. You will heal our wounds and all will be well. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. And then you may be seated. God bless you. Thank you so much for being in church this morning. Turn to your neighbor and say, welcome to church. And God will bless you today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, we want to thank God for a beautiful morning like this. This morning, I want everyone to please pay attention and be seated. Amen. Because what God is leading us to do this morning, it's not just a sermon. Amen. I don't want to preach to you today. Praise the Lord. I just want to teach us about one aspect of our lives that usually affects our lives, and most cases we don't take seriously. So many lives have been made through it, and so many lives have been destroyed to it. I want to talk to us about dreams. Amen? I want to talk to us about what?
Dreams.
How many of us dream here? You have ever dreamt, you slept and you dream? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I want to speak to us this morning about winning your midnight battles. Amen? Winning your midnight battles. Battles that come through our dreams. And I want everyone to please pay attention, so that what the Lord started over the weekend by releasing unto us so mightily the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Spirit, our dream lives will be enhanced and will change and will begin to prosper through our dream lives in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11 to 15. And then we are going to read verse 19 to 23. Matthew 2, 11 to 15, verse, and then verse 19 to 23. We have read it. We have read part of it. But for emphasis' sake, let me just go over 11 to 15 again. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
Sir, please, can they listen?
Praise the Lord. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Verse 19 to 23. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead, which saw the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that he might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets, you shall be called a Nazarene. Amen. Praise the Lord. A young child was born. A baby was born. And one old man said, this star must be killed. This rising star must not live. It must be destroyed. Please, can you hear me? Just take away the fan. I will cope by the grace of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can just take it out. Or you put it off. All right. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus was born. And suddenly, Herod the king said, this young star must not live. It must be killed. But God, who knows all things, in preserving the destiny of Jesus, in preserving and saving the destiny of baby Jesus, God used dream as an instrument of safety, of deliverance, to save his son. Amen? Many a times we dream and we don't value it. What I'm teaching you this morning is what I learned from the Word of God about dreams and from the teachings of our Father and the Lord, Pastor Iyi Adeboye, about dreams. Amen? Praise the Lord. In four different places, God warned through the dream. He first warned the wise men through their dream, don't go back to Herod. And then he said to Joseph, Jesus Christ's father, heavenly father, take the son and run. God had every power to stop Herod at that moment. But he wants us to know something about our dream life. He said to Joseph in his dream, take the child and run. And again, when it's time to take him back, through his dream again, take him. And when God discovered that another wicked king reigned, through the dream again, he said, take my child to Nazareth. Dream takes such a great part in preserving the life of baby Jesus. Otherwise, if he had been killed, if his star had been destroyed at that tender age, there would not have been salvation for you and for myself. But God used the instrument, the weapon of dream, to save the life of his son. Praise the Lord. So if dream plays such a great and important role, If dream is such an important weapon in the hand of God, we need to ask ourselves the question, what is a dream? What is a dream? Job chapter 33, verse 14 to 15. Please, once I call a Bible, this is a teaching. I'm not preaching, so we'll be doing a lot of Bible reading, please. Amen? So once I call it, if you find it first, please read it. Job 33, verse 14 to 15. Sir, please, can you, so that everybody will be able to hear you. That's all right. But God may speak once, and man may not hear. Through what? In a dream. In the vision of the night. When men are fast asleep. That should quickly tell you something. That dream is a way of God communicating with man. God can use dream to communicate with man. And the fact that I'm sleeping and I'm not active does not stop God from speaking to you. Amen? Even when you are still sleeping, God is still speaking. Numbers 12, 5 to 8. We may not necessarily read that. Or let's read it so that I can show you something there. For some of us that still run ether scatter all over the world. Numbers 12. 5 to 8. Please go ahead, man. Praise the Lord. I want you to pay attention to verse 6. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him. In what? And in what? If there is any prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known to him. We communicate to him in a vision and in a dream. So how many prophets are here this morning? Amen? If you have ever had a dream in your life, you are a prophet. If the Spirit of God is in you and you are born again through Jesus Christ and you sleep at night and you have dreams, you are a prophet. Amen? If there is any prophet among you, I, the Lord, will speak to him, will communicate with him, will make myself known to him through the vision of the night and in a dream. And in a dream. Most of the time, we shortchange ourselves because you don't know the power you carry. Amen? Because you don't know the gift of God that is inside of you. God says simply, if you dream at all and you are born again, you are a prophet. I can speak to you through your dream. So dream is God's own way of communicating with his own people. Amen? It is also called the vision of the night. So if it's the vision of the night, it means it comes with revelations. God can use dream to reveal things to you. He can use your dream to reveal the future to you. He can use your dream to reveal what is going to happen to you. He can use your dream to warn you. Amen? Praise the Lord. The next question is all dreams from God? Is every dream I have from God? Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1 to 5. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1 to 5. From the first point we made, you discover that dreams can come from God. Amen. The simple interpretation of where we have read is this. That dream can also come through the will of man. Amen. Dream can also come through the will of man. If there is a dreamer among you who came to you and said, I have a dream. And when he relates that dream to you, you place it side by side with the word of God and does not tally with the word of God. Know that that dream is from that man. Not from God. Any dream or any dreamer that comes to tell you that you are going to die and there is no remedy, you must just die. Go and put your house in order. God has just shown to me you are going to die tomorrow. No remedy, no nothing. Know that that is not from God. That man is just wishing you to die. And he's just speaking his mind to you. Because the word of God says, I shall live. I shall not die. To declare the works of God in the land of the living. So dreams can come from God and dreams can come by the will of man. Number three. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3. And let somebody also turn to Isaiah 29 verse 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3 says, dream can come through what? Multitude of business. What you think about often, amen, may come as your dream when you sleep at night. And this is why I always warn the young ones that want to get married. Anytime they come and I say, how did you receive for that sister? And they say, I slept and I saw her cooking for me. I slept. I just saw her washing my clothes, doing this. I said, wait. Did you see that sister before you went to bed or not? Did you think about her at all? And then the answer will not come freely, smoothly again. And yes, it's like I think about her. It's like what you think about before you sleep most of the time comes as your dream. Amen? Isaiah 29 verse 8. Please, go slowly, ma'am. Just hold on, ma'am. It shall even be as when a hungry man does what? Sleep. And he dreams, he eats. If you are hungry before you go to bed. Amen? The tendency is you will dream and in your dream you will eat. Please go ahead, man. Yes. It's all right, man. Thank you, man. Listen to me. Dream comes by multitude of business. What your mind ponders about, what fills your heart most of the time comes as your dream. An hungry man sleeps and he dreams he eats. When did he start eating? Before he slept. Amen? A thirsty man sleeps and he dreams he drinks. He started having the drink before he slept. Dream can come by multitude of business. By multitude of the thought of your heart. By multitude of what to think about. But don't forget, God gives dreams. Amen? God does what? Gives dreams. The will of man can bring about a dream. The multitude of your business can bring about a dream. So it is very important to watch your heart, to watch your mind, what you fill your heart with. What you feed your heart with. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Please let somebody read for us. Philippians 4 8. Those who are at the retreat knows that we dwell so much on this. Yeah. Yes. 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 Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Whatsoever sin are lovely, whatsoever sin are honest, whatsoever sin are just, whatsoever sin are pure, whatsoever sin are lovely, whatsoever sin are good, anything that's of good report. If there be any virtue, think about these things. When you fill your heart with all this before you sleep, you can be rest assured that whatever dream you are going to have will come from God. Amen? Not when you begin to fantasize before you go to bed. Oh, I wish that sister is my wife, and then I will bring her into my room, and we are going to lay on the bed. From morning to night, we will not go anywhere. I will just be saying to her, I love you. And you are just fantasizing and suddenly sleep falls upon you and you sleep off. Do you know you will continue with that dream? Amen? You will continue. Because that is what you have fed your heart with. Your heart should be given to the Holy Spirit. Amen? When you give your heart to the Holy Spirit purely,
You can be rest assured that every dream that will be coming will be dreams that will reveal things, the heart, the mind of God to you. Amen? Know that when you encumber your heart, your mind with the things of the world. If you encumber your heart and your mind with things of the world, what we dream about will be the things of the world. Amen? I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. The next question is, what is the purpose of dreams? What is the purpose of dreams? You will win your battles in the name of Jesus if you pay attention to your God-given dreams. If you pay attention to godly dreams coming to you. Why do you have dreams from God? You know what you can do now so that you don't continue to have your own dream and say, I've had a dream. You know what to do now. Always feed your heart with the things of God. And your dreams will no longer be ordinary dreams. And God will now make you his own prophet. Instead of you running around and say, prophet, say to me, tell me, what is God saying about my life? And the prophet will just shake like this and say, God said, that boy that you want to marry, don't marry him. Otherwise, there will be trouble. And he will say before you go, drop something before you go. There is somebody in Ilorin, Nigeria. There is one prophet that just arrived at Ilorin, and all of them were rushing to him now. And what happened? And one woman went. Her husband was sick. And said, prophet, tell me, will my husband live or die? And he said, before I say to you what God says, call your lawyer. I'm telling you what happened. Call your lawyer. And then tell your lawyer, you have one property in Ashadam. That's GRA of Ilorin. For those of us who know Nigerian, you have one property there. Tell your lawyer to transfer the title to me first. And then I will tell you what God has to say. And the sister carried her bag. The person that went with her was the person that told me the story. And the sister carried her bag and said, sir, I will get back to you, sir. And she said, if God will not heal my husband, let him be there or let him take him home. My property is not going to go to any prophet. That is what you suffer when you don't know that God has given you the Holy Spirit to make you a prophet. Amen? What is the purpose of dreams? Number one, dream can come to tell you what is coming in the future. Dream can come to tell you about what is going to happen to you in the nearest future. Genesis 37, verse 5 to 10. Joseph had a dream, and he had the same dream twice. God used that one to show Joseph that, be prepared, you are going to be great. Be prepared, you are not an ordinary man. And I pray for you, every great dream that you have had, in the name of Jesus, they will come to pass. If Joseph's dream came to pass, your own too will come to pass one day in the name of Jesus. Something happened to me, I think that was 1996 or 97, thereabout. I just started pastoring, and it was my first parish. I was less than 2 years pastoring. And I slept. And I had a dream. And I saw our state pastor then, Babadere Igbe, the AGO, the retired AGO, called me into the headquarters of the church, called all the workers together, and said, I'm handing over the headquarters to this man. Pray for him. And they prayed for me, and I woke up. And I said, God, what is the meaning of this? From where to where? So I just wrote it down and I forgot about it. Completely. I just forgot about it completely. And I kept on doing my own thing. Until 2004, by divine arrangement, I had that dream in 1997. Until 2004, by divine arrangement, I was called upon to go and pastor the national headquarters of our church. And I didn't still remember that dream. I'd done 3 years at the headquarters. When one day, I just suddenly remembered and I shivered. I said, God, 1997, you showed me the picture of what is happening to me now that one day I'm going to pastor this church. I forgot about that dream completely. How many years after? God Almighty, we begin to use your dream to give a sweet direction to your life from today in the name of Jesus. God can use your dream to warn you about impending danger. About impending danger. Genesis 20 verse 1 to 8. Genesis 20 verse 1 to 8. Abraham got somewhere with his wife, his beautiful wife, into the domain of Abimelech. And because the wife was so beautiful, Abraham said to the wife, when they ask you who you are, tell them, you are my sister, so that they won't kill me. You can see the selfishness of men. Amen. So that they won't kill me. And God went to Abimelech at night in his dream and said, Abimelech, you are a dead man. The wife, the woman you are taking in is the wife of a prophet. If you touch her, you are dead. And Abimelech woke up and called Abraham, and Abraham said, yes, it's my wife. So why did you do this to us? God told Abimelech, there is a danger in your house. There's a danger in your domain. Set yourself free from it. There are so many times God will warn us through our dreams, but we don't count them to be anything. It's just a dream. I pray God will use somebody here to be a minister to nations, because he's going to begin to give you visions of great things to come through your dreams in the name of Jesus. Amen. The wise men were warned in Matthew 2, verse 11 to 15. Not to go back to Herod. Joseph was warned 3 times about the destiny of Jesus. In Daniel chapter 4, verse 4 to 27, Nebuchadnezzar was warned in his dream about an impending doom that is coming to him. God showed him, you are going to be given the spirit of an animal for 7 years. But after 7 years, you return. God showed him. He saw it. An interpretation of it was given to him. So he knew what was coming, but Nebuchadnezzar did nothing about it. And as God revealed to him in his dream, it happened precisely. Every God-given dream that God has given to you in the name of Jesus, for good, for real, they will come to pass in Jesus' name. Dream can come to you to keep you going, even when you want to feel discouraged. Joseph had his dream, and because of that dream, despite all the troubles that came across his way, Joseph did not look back one day until that dream was fulfilled. What guided him was his dream. Praise the Lord. And God can use the dream of somebody else to encourage you. Amen? In Judges chapter 7, verse 9 to 14. Please, let's quickly read that one. Judges chapter 7, verse 9 to 14. Judges 7, 9 to 14. If you are there, please read it. Mark that one. Yes.
He said, I have had a dream. To my surprise, the load of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian. He came to a tent and struck it so that it fell and overturned, and the tent collapsed. Then his companion answered and said, this is nothing else but the sword of Gideon, the son of a man of Israel. Into his hand, God has delivered Midian and the whole camp.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God can give somebody else a dream concerning your life. Just to encourage you. Gideon was afraid. Gideon was fidgeting when God said, I'm going to use you to win some battles for my people. And God said, okay, if you are too afraid, go to the camp of the Midianites. If you are still afraid, go with your servant. And when he got there, somebody was relating his own dream. And Gideon had it. He had that dream. And somebody gave the interpretation of that dream. And through that, Gideon became encouraged. And he faced the battle and he won. There's a lesson there for you. If God is giving you a message through your dream concerning somebody, don't hide it. It's either you pray or you call that fellow and say, please pray along this line. Many of us, we are too afraid. We don't know that when God sends us dreams, he's making us prophets to people. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. God can send you dream to somebody else to promote you. Daniel chapter 2, verse 1 to 45. Daniel interpreted the dream of the king. And through that, Daniel and his people were promoted. Your promotions will begin to come through your dreams in the name of Jesus. Your dreams may come to help you reach your goal. That's what we find in Genesis chapter 40, verse 1 to 19. The story of the butler and the baker. The butler had a dream. They were both in the prison. And the butler had a dream. To the extent that he started serving the king again. And Joseph said, yes, your dream will come to pass. The king will call you back to the palace. And when the baker heard that, he was also encouraged to tell his own dream. And Joseph said, you are in trouble. Your own dream will kill you. Because instead of the king recalling you, he's going to call you out and he's going to behead you. And it came to pass the way it was said. The butler was encouraged because God gave him the dream. You are going to reach your goal. Joseph did not give up until he reached his goal through the dream God gave to him from the beginning. Amen? Brethren, it's high time we begin to take our dream life serious. I have seen things happen through dreams. And I will tell you just two. The people that were at the retreat, I told them what God did to me and what God did for me through my dream. But I want to tell you this. A sister had a dream. And she saw maggots on her legs. On her leg. And he just shook this thing away. Do you know when she woke up? There was a sore on that leg. And the thing went, when that one healed up, he had another dream, the second leg, the same thing. And then, before I left home, we have prayed and I know God has answered us. The doctors are saying they are going to amputate her leg. Through her dream. But we believe God. Our leg will not be amputated. Amen. We believe God. God has given her victory in the name of Jesus. Amen. But that trouble came through her dream. That's why sometimes when you dream and you wake up, don't sleep back. Pray. Amen? Sometimes we are too deep in sleep and then the dream will come and we wake up and we turn the other side. And when men sleep, the enemies will always come to sow their tears. You will not sleep the sleep of death in the name of Jesus. So to win my midnight battles, what must I do? Thank you. Stop ignoring your dreams. And don't be neutral about them. Pray about every dream. Amen? Pray about every dream. A sister once had a dream. A Sunday school teacher. She had a dream that somebody that works in the same office with her just called her on phone and said, come. And when she got there, the man slept with her. She had her dream. God warned her through her dream, if so and so call you, don't go. But despite that, the following day, we are ministering like this, and the Spirit just said, oh, there are people here, you fornicated just yesterday. Come out now and be delivered, and repent so that God would. She couldn't come out. She's a Sunday school teacher. One came. She did not come out. But after service, she came crying. She came and she was crying and I said, what happened to you? And she said, sir, that word that came the other time, I am also involved. But I could not come out because if I should come out, the faith of many will go down. Me, a Sunday school teacher. And she narrated to me, just day before yesterday, I had this dream. And by yesterday morning, the person called me and I went and he slept with me. Just precisely the way I saw it in my dream. When God wants you through your dream, please do something about it. Pray. Amen? And take action. Don't just say, oh, it's just ordinary. If that sister had taken it seriously and had prayed, that person would not have been able to call. Not to talk of calling and then sleeping with her. Praise the Lord. So to win your midnight battles, be a prayer warrior. Sometimes God will use our dream to wake us up so that we begin to fire and begin to pray. Amen? Hallelujah. Number two, never fight against God-given dream. Joseph's brother, they fought against the dream, the vision God gave to their brother. At the end of the day, who were the losers? They were. Joseph won. This morning, God wants to do something about your dream life. Amen? Your dream life will begin to carry the power and the fire of the Holy Ghost from today. In the name of Jesus. God speaks to us through diverse means. Through his thin, small voice, through his audible voice, through his word, through dreams. But when we lay emphasis on the other ways, we neglect dreams, and through dreams, many have died. Amen? I've heard of people that ate in their dream, and when they woke up, their stomach became protruded. Amen? Because they will not pray. A pastor friend of mine was shot 7 times in his dream. They shot him 7 times in his dream. And when he woke up, he said, me, I would not die. And he began to pray. He began to pray. He prayed until he prayed through. Today he's still alive. He had that dream in 1997. He's still alive till today. Amen? Some years ago, 1994, I was passing through some crisis. And a witch came in my dream and prepared eba and okra soup and gave it to me. And I took it and I ate it. And when I woke up, I know firework must begin. So I prayed, God, that poison, by your blood, let it be neutralized. Father, I must not let it be neutralized. I prayed. And what happened? I slept on the third day, and the same woman came in my dream and said, you. She said this in Yoruba, you don't even know more than fasting and praying. The same woman came. And what they took from me when I was going to get it back some few months later, you know what God did? Because God had already defeated this woman for me in the spirit realm, and she was the only one that could stop me from getting what I was looking for. She was coming from somewhere. She had accidents. She broke her leg. So God tied her in the hospital bed for me. And when I got what I was looking for, she came boasting. If God saved you. If I've been well, I said you can never be well. Because we have already fought the battle, and someone has won, even before it comes to the physical. Brethren, the spiritual controls the physical. Amen? The spiritual controls the physical. Dream is in the realm of the spiritual. Stop treating it like a physical thing. Amen? Stop treating it like a physical thing. And if you are here this morning, and you are not yet born again, your heart, your mind is still in the hand of the devil. Amen? Your mind, your heart is still in the hand of the devil. And that's why when you sleep, you see masquerades chasing you around. You see snakes chasing you around. You can't defeat them. You see witches chasing you around because your mind, your heart is still in the hand of the devil. But today, if you are going to submit your heart to Jesus Christ, if you are going to submit your mind, your life to Jesus Christ, your dream life will take a new shape and you begin to win your battles in the name of Jesus. Let's bow down our heads in prayer. Let's bow down our heads in prayer. I want all of us to begin to thank God for revealing himself to us this moment. Let's just begin to thank him. Let's begin to bless his holy name. Let's begin to worship him and magnify his holy name. Just bless him. Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Worship him. Magnify his holy name. Just thank him for the secrets he has revealed to you concerning your dream life. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Thank him now. If you are here this moment, you may be the only one. It does not matter. I want to say, I want to submit my heart to Jesus so that my dream will begin to receive power. My dreams will begin to come as revelations unto me. If you are in that position and want to say so, as all else about and we are thanking God, please let your right hand go up. I want to submit my heart, my mind to Jesus. If you are in that position, let your right hand go. Your right hand, wave it very well to him. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my brother. I will pray with you in a moment. Any other person, I'm submitting my heart and my mind to Jesus this moment because I want my dream life to be empowered by him. Please, those hands that are up, just rise up where you are. I want to pray with you there. Just rise up where you are. Stand up where you are, please. Just stand up. Stand up, my sister. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Any other person? Thank you. God bless you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Please, counselors, God bless you, my brother too. Please, can you help me just take care of them? All these people that are standing up. Please, where you are standing up, I want you to say to God this moment, Lord Jesus, I surrender my heart to you. I surrender my mind to you. Take over now. Save my soul. Forgive my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I receive Jesus into my heart for him to be there. And today, oh Lord, please write my name in the book of life. The power to go and sin no more grant unto me. From today, oh Lord, let my dreams receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Let my dreams, oh Lord, receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, help me. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name, you have prayed. Father, thank you for all these your children standing up this moment. They are saying, we want to submit our hearts to Jesus. And what you need from us is our hearts to be surrendered unto you. Father, these hearts are surrendered to you. Please save their souls in the name of Jesus. Whatever may be sin in their lives, whatever sin they might have committed against you, please forgive them, O Lord. Please cleanse them with the blood of Jesus. Please write their name in the book of life. Father, we pray for them that the power to go and sin no more will be released unto them. In the name of Jesus. We pray for them, oh Lord, that beginning from now, their dream life receive power. The power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Anytime you dream, God Almighty will speak to you. And you will see solution. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Please, counselors, help me attend to them. Give them cards. Let them feel. Amen. Hallelujah. You know them? Where are the counselors? Please attend to them. Attend to them so that you please follow them up after the service. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want all of us to rise on our feet, please. Please, let's rise on our feet. You are going to pray some prayers. Somebody wrote here,
and said, can the evil revealed through dream be averted through prayer? Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Because someone said he had an instruction through dream to warn someone of impending danger if she takes a decision that affects her future. Amen? I think I've answered this during the course of the message. Amen? Every evil dream can be averted through prayers. And that's why every morning when you wake up, before you go out, when you are doing your morning devotion, or say to God, every dream I might have had, my wife might have had, my husband might have had, my children might have had over the night or in the past, that are evil, Father, they are canceled. They will not come to pass. The good ones, oh Lord, bring them to pass. By the special grace of God, I pray this way every day. Amen? Because you must not be unaware of the devices of the enemy. Amen? Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Right now, I want us to close our eyes. And I want you to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every evil dream I've had in the past, every evil dream that can bring me destruction, every evil dream that can bring evil upon my destiny, today, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, they are canceled. Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. I know you are in London. Amen? Amen. Demons don't know territories. You know that? Amen? They don't respect territories. Hallelujah. I want you to pray that prayer with all your might. I will tell you something. My father was a Baptist deacon. And I thank God that a week to when he died, he gave his life to Jesus. Amen? Amen? But before he did so, God usually would speak to my father through his dreams. And one day he had a dream that my elderly brother died in the college. But he did nothing about it. The night he had a dream, my brother was still alive. And the money came. The money of that night came. My brother was the one that led the fellowship in the dormitory or whatever, in the chapel, in the college chapel. And after leading the early prayer, morning prayer in the chapel, he went back to the hostel to change to his uniform to go to school. And suddenly he said, my stomach, and that was it. And he died. So when the messenger came from the college, the moment my father saw the messenger, he knew my brother had died. He knew it. If when he woke up, he knew about some of this secret that had been just revealed this morning, and he said, Father, my son must not die. My son must live to declare the works of God in the land of the living. Whatever evil is coming, Father, avert for me, my brother will have lived. I know my brother will have lived. But he died. But my father saw it in his dream.
before the evil came. You are going to pray and say, Father, every evil I have seen in my dream before and are waiting to happen today, in the name of Jesus, I cancel them. Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray and say, Father, every evil dream, anybody, anywhere, might have had concerning my life, Jehovah, today, I stand upon your word. Lord, cancel them. Cancel them in the name of Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Quickly, you are going to pray and say, Father, every great dream you are giving to me, every dream you are giving to me that will lead to my greatness, like you did unto Joseph. Oh Lord, beginning from today, let them begin to come to pass. Let them begin to come to pass. Please pray, pray, pray. He said, I know the thought that I sent towards you. The thought of good, the thought of peace, and not of evil. Pray, Father, every great dream, every wonderful dream, every dream that can lead to my greatness, to my wife's greatness, to my children's greatness, to my greatness in ministry, to my greatness in business, to my greatness in life, and are still hanging, Lord God Almighty, bring them to pass. Jehovah, let it start today. Bring them to pass, O Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please, I want us to lift our two hands unto God and say, Holy Spirit, I surrender my dream life to you. I surrender my dream life to you. Beginning from this morning, beginning from this moment, Holy Spirit, take over my dream life. Take over my dream life, Holy Spirit. Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus.
Pray, pray. Holy Ghost, arise. Arise, take over my dream lives. Arise, take over my dream life. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Arise, take over my dream life. Take over now. Take over now. Take over now. The mighty Holy Spirit, take over my dream life. Let my dream life be pleasant. Let my dream life be successful. Let my dream life be purified. Holy Ghost, take over my dream life. Neke brosko. Every manipulation in my dream life, they come to an end today. They come to an end today. They come to an end today. Holy Ghost, take over my dream life. Take over my dream life. Neke bro dolego, rebo shkapa, Let my dream light lead to my greatness. Let my dream light lead to my success. Let my dream light lead to my success. Lead to my longevity. In the name of Jesus. Mege bro doliga branda. Mege remo doliga branda ye. Mege doliga branda. Mago bro doliga branda ye. Yege doliga branda. Mandele gebrose contre ma cochante. Repoche contre ma cochante. Repoche contre ma cochante. I want to help your neighbor, all the neighbor, and pray for that neighbor. The Bible says, iron sharpen iron. You will pray for your neighbor. Every bondage that this neighbor has entered into true dreams, let him be totally delivered today. By reason of the anointing in this place, every bondage be delivered today that you have entered to tune the dream life. Let him be delivered. Let her be delivered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Maybe you open your eyes. Maybe you don't know what I'm saying. The pastor mentioned a case of sister that had a dream that a maggot beat her in the leg. And she became sick. And the doctor wanted to amputate that leg because she didn't have victory over that dream. So you will pray for your neighbor if you love your neighbor. Father, whatever bondage, whatever sickness, that have been evil that have been placed upon this, my neighbor, because of her dream, because of his dream, deliver him by your power, by your anointing. Deliver, deliver. Set him free. Set her free. In the name of Jesus, set her free. You must not die. You will not die. You will live. You will not be sick. You will be healthy. You will not be manipulated. You are set free. You are set free. You shall fulfill your destiny. You shall live long. To declare the glory of God. You shall live long. You shall live long. You shall prosper. You shall be fruitful in the name of Jesus. You are delivered. You are delivered. You are set free from every manipulation in your dream. You are set free. You are set free. You are delivered. You are delivered. You are set free. You are delivered. You are healed. You are set free in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. As you are praying, so shall it be. As you are praying, so shall it be. Every manipulation through your dim life, they are canceled. I declare they are canceled. Is it not written that I shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto me, and light shall shine upon my way? I decree they are canceled. Every satanic dream over your life, they are canceled. In the name of Jesus. You are delivered. You are set free. Go and prosper. Go and fulfill your destiny. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. It shall be well with you. In the name of Jesus. The enemy will not have a final say concerning you. God will have his final say. The word of God will have a final say. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you worship. Blessed be your holy name. Be thou glorified forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your son and your servant that your power will continue to rest upon him. That your glory continue to rest upon him. Your glory continue to overshadow him. You continue to take him from glory to glory, from honor to honor, from power to power. As he goes all over the world, you will protect him in the name of Jesus. You will move him from one level of greatness to another. He will be exceedingly great in life. He will fulfill his destiny together with his wife and family. So shall it be. In the name of God the Father, so shall it be. In the name of God the Son, so shall it be. In the name of God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let the people of God say amen. Give him praise as you please take your seat. Give him praise. I call on Pastor Wole to briefly take the offering. Then we round up.
Blessing time. Offering time. If you are here with your tithe, please, can you come forward?